The streaming network Peacock show, Rutherford Falls, takes a comical look at history and culture inside a fictional New York town and its iconic Big Larry statue, a monument to early white colonization. Janice Schmieding plays Regan Wells, a member of the Minnishanka Nation, who's friends with Nathan Rutherford, a white descendant of the town founder. Their friendship is tested when Big Larry's legacy is scrutinized and the Minnishanka make historical moves of their own. Schmieding is also a writer for a series, and she has Oregon roots. She grew up in Canby and is a U of O duck. KLCC's Brian Bull talked to her about writing Native comedy and if it lands with non-Indians.
I'll say this. Some of the jokes are a little insider baseball, and I think that that's okay. I think it's actually fine, and it's fine with us, you know. We were really conscious in the writer's room of like, is this going to be over non-Native people's heads? Is this a more universal joke or universal experience? And I think people are responding to it in a way that is like, this is a sharp truth-telling here, you know? It's a witty way of exploring different truths. And I think that the job of comedy is to punch up. We poke fun at the culture of power. And I think Native people are really adept cultural critics. We live outside of whiteness and we can see from our points of view history and the way that history has affected us, but we are able to look from an outsider's perspective in on our culture and really make sharp deductions and jokes about settler culture and to not hold back in case people might not understand. And of course, things got cut that were maybe too insider, but really the Native jokes on the show were an amalgamation of 5 Native writers, all from different tribal nations and walks of life. And so we knew that at least the jokes would be universal for Indian country.
Now in the series, Rutherford Falls, the Minnishanka tribe figures very heavily into the storyline, but they're also fictional. And I was just curious to know if that was an immediate decision on part of the show's writers and producers to not use an existing tribe, but to kind of fashion one.
The decision to make the Minnishanka a fictitious tribe was based upon our showrunner, Sierra Teller Ornelas' experience working at the National Museum of American Indian in DC for many years. People would come in and ask about when the movie Twilight came out, how can we contact the Quileute Nation, and basically believing that there is some lore or mythos in the Pacific Northwest that can turn you into a werewolf, you know, just this magical they wanted to pursue. And so it's truly like Sierra says, with the flick of a pen, you can change a nation's existence forever, you know, like imagine those girls then going to the Quileute Nation and rummaging around for this kind of, you know, whatever. We've seen.
Where's Team Jacob? Yeah.
Yes, Team Jacob, like, tell us how to be Jacobs. And, you know, in Hollywood, we've seen that happen a lot to our various tribal nations. On the other side of that decision is the fact that the Rutherford history is also fictitious. So if we're posing a fictional town and a fictional history within that town, then it's only fair to give this nation the grace of being fictitious as well. So yeah, those are kind of like the decision-making processes that went into the Minnishanka folks.
Nathan Rutherford, the character, could be portrayed so easily as a total boob, a privileged white figurehead of local renown and historical authority. But the writing and Ed Helms' performance brings out a lot of nuance and sympathy in the character. And so I was just really curious to know if it was important for you and the other writers to kind of bring that complexity out, whereas other shows just might be content to make him a villain and a two-dimensional one at that.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that, Brian. It was very important to us that we were creating a world in which no one is perfect. No one is good or bad. And there's gray area in all of us. You know, episode 5, you know, the history fair episode, they get into this whole argument about, can we separate the art from the artist? It kind of goes back to that. It's like, gosh, we're all blowing it, and but also we're nailing it. So like, it's just this idea that each character contains multitudes. There's nothing helpful, I think, in our culture right now, especially about just vilifying somebody based on their identity and based on their ignorance. There's no way to move forward from there. So we gave Nathan the nuances of being a really supportive, wonderful friend and being a loving man and having true passion for his history and for his family. And so that's going to continue through the writing. That's the world that we are setting up for this show.
Rutherford Falls actor and writer Janice Schmieding talking to KLCC's Brian Bull. For an extended interview and to learn Schmieding's favorite childhood restaurant in Eugene, go to klcc.org.